Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. You got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. This Tuesday edition of Live and Local Now, you're saying, wait, it's Tuesday or is it Thursday? Because guess who's waiting in the wings? Our buddy Wayne Allen Root, conservative talk show host here on KBET 790 AM and across the USA Radio Network. Also, you see him on Newsmax. He is amazing, and he is staging America's first interactive drive-through protest caravan, which I think is just a phenomenal idea. Wayne, how are you doing, and how did you come up with an idea like this?
Hey, Kevin, how are you? Good morning, my friend.
Yeah, and it's not even Thursday.
It's not even Thursday. We're 2 days early. It's the early edition of Wayne Root on Kevin Wall. So, listen, I didn't come up with it. I cannot make the statement that I came up with it. I came up with the idea for an event running down the Vegas Strip. Maybe you'd call it a parade or a procession or a caravan, whatever name you want to use. Every patriot in this town who wants to see this economy reopen and celebrate capitalism and fight socialism, let us all get together and honk our horns and wave our flags and have signs that tell the governor exactly what we think about this economy being closed. It's got to be reopened, but reopened carefully and with caution. I'm a very cautious guy, believe it or not. I'm a firm believer you reopen the economy now, but you do it with social distancing and spacing and masks and gloves and whatever else they do at Costco or at Albertson Supermarket or at CVS, we could all do in every other small business in the entire Vegas and every casino on the Vegas Strip. But having said that, it was Andrew Paul, our trusty producer, someone that you and I share, who's the greatest guy in the world, and Andrew came up with the idea, hey, wait a minute, let's have the parade during your three-hour show, and that way we can broadcast play-by-play the entire time. People can listen on their radios. And I said, Andrew, you're a genius! It was a brilliant idea by Andrew, and the minute I heard it, I knew it had to be the way to go. So this parade, this procession, this caravan down the Vegas Strip will be this coming Friday. We'll be meeting at 2 o'clock. And then taking off at 3 o'clock, and we are going to make it rain. We're going to jam the Vegas Strip with cars and with motorcycles. And if you're a trucker listening, I hope you bring your 18-wheeler. And we're going to do the best we can to show the country, not the city, not the governor, the whole country, that Vegas wants to get reopened. And I think it'll be a lot of fun, and we'll do it all with me hosting the show live from my car as the lead car. I'll be hosting the play-by-play of what's going on. We'll have live guests who are in the caravan, and celebrities calling in, politicians, and we'll have call-ins from the people who are in the caravan. If you're going to be in it, we want you to call up and talk live to me on the air, and we'll have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, so where do you begin? You got to have a staging area, like the Rose Parade and all of that.
Yes.
Where's your staging area?
Right. Well, first of all, let me make it clear that this is kind of just like a bunch of friends getting together and driving down the Vegas Strip. So I didn't want this to be anything fancy that required permits or anything like that. And I cleared it all. If we're going to drive down the Strip and we're going to obey every traffic law, then there isn't any need for anything other than a bunch of friends to get together. So we're all meeting as a bunch of friends, and I'm betting it's thousands of friends, at the Premium Outlet Mall parking lot, which is on Warm Springs and Vegas Boulevard. And it's right by a Chevron and a McDonald's and right down from the Bootlegger. And so it's the Premium Outlet Mall, 2 o'clock on Friday. We're all meeting, and we'll take off at 3 o'clock down the Vegas Strip. And the whole 3 hours of this parade, procession, caravan, we're going to be broadcasting live. So all you do is turn on your radios. It's never been done before, in my opinion. I don't believe it's ever been done in the history of America. An entire thing, parade, procession, caravan, whatever word you want to use, that's all being done live, play-by-play, on your radio. So no one has to get out and do a rally and violate any coronavirus guidelines. We're not going to be next to each other. We're going to be in our cars listening on the radio while all of us talk about what's going on. So it's a very creative way to hold a protest, and why wouldn't you have creativity in the wonderful Vegas Strip, one of the most creative places the world's ever known? A piece of dry, ugly desert that we turned into with a little help from Bugsy Siegel and his friends Meyer Lansky, etc. We turned it into the greatest vacation destination and tourist destination and convention destination and business destination in the entire world, with 45 million tourists. If you could do that, I could be creative and not violate a single coronavirus guideline. I'm not going to do anything that would make the governor upset or any politician upset. We're in our cars, and all the speeches you'll hear it through your car radio. So you don't ever have to leave your car and violate any guidelines. I think it's a very creative way to hold this event.
Now, this is the same governor that didn't like the idea of drive-in churches on Easter Sunday. Are you sure that he's not going to be mad at this?
Well, he has no reason to be mad. As a matter of fact, he's going to make an announcement between now and Friday. If he announces that we're opening up the Vegas economy and the Nevada economy by the 1st of May, this won't be a protest. It'll be a celebration. And we'll all cheer. We'll be celebrating capitalism and celebrating the reopening of Vegas. If he announces that he's not reopening it on the 1st, then he's got to fear what he sees on the Strip, because there's going to be thousands of patriots all demanding the economy be reopened. And here's the thing. All the liberals, Kevin, constantly want to attack us and twist our words out of context, and they're going to try and make it that Wayne Root has said from the beginning and is saying now that, you know, let people die. Let them die. Well, let them all die of coronavirus. No. Couldn't be farther from the truth. There's a new study out by a Israeli professor of medicine who has studied every country in the world's response to coronavirus, and guess what he found?
What?
That it doesn't matter if you close the economy or open it, it's the same results. Same percentage per capita of people sick, same percentage dying, and the thing peaks and the thing declines, the coronavirus peaks and declines, on almost the same date everywhere in the world. It doesn't matter if your economy's open or closed. So this whole thing is a bunch of hooey, the reaction to it. Coronavirus isn't hooey. It's very real. It's very contagious. That's why I'm doing it in my car. See, the liberals of the world would love to catch Wayne Root saying that it's not contagious, it's a hoax, it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. And I am a fan of science, and I will be very careful, and I won't let my people get out of their cars without masks. Not going to happen. We're going to stay in our cars so we're not contagious, and we'll never make a single person sick, and we will register a gigantic, strong show of support for capitalism and for reopening the Nevada economy, and for everyone out there who's a Strip employee or a small business owner. This is a must-participate event to show our strength and to make sure everyone knows we got to reopen the economy, but with government guidelines, just like the Costco's, the CVS's, and the Albertsons, and the Smiths, and the Vons all have to adhere to. We'll adhere to them in our small businesses, in our casinos. I want to reopen it with caution and just make sure we protect the vulnerable, the older, the seniors, and most importantly, those who have cancer, immune-suppressed diseases. Anyone who's at risk should stay home and not go to work. The rest of us who are risk takers and who are patriots and who are willing to risk it should all go to work adhering to government guidelines and open our businesses again as soon as possible.
Do you have a flyer or something similar that's online people can go to and refer to?
You know, I have a flyer, but I mean, we're not online with anything yet. This whole thing's been very casual.
Okay.
They all have heard about it on my show, but you certainly can just go to my social media, Facebook and Twitter. It's all there right now. I just put it all up, but it's so easy to remember. Just show up at 2 o'clock on Friday at the Premium Outlet Malls on Warm Springs on Las Vegas Boulevard near the McDonald's and the Chevron. And we're going to take off at 3 o'clock and drive down the strip, and we're going to show how proud we are of the Nevada economy and how much we want to get back to work. It's that simple. And all you do is turn on your radio to 790 AM, and the next 3 hours of the parade, the procession, the caravan, you're listening to a play-by-play, and you're listening to all the great guests that are participating, including some of the biggest Republicans in this state will be participating in the parade, and you'll listen to them be interviewed by Wayne Root. So it's going to be a really exciting 3 hours. Believe me, I'll keep it. Everybody on the edge of their seats with some of the celebrity guests we have calling in.
Wayne, thank you so much. We'll talk again Thursday, okay?
And if anybody has any questions, all they have to do is go to Wayne Root, go to my email, go to WayneRoot@gmail.com. Ask away anything you want, and I'll make sure it gets answered in a very timely fashion. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And I'll put something up now about the parade at my website, RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. I'll put it right at the top of the page for all your listeners right now.
That'd be great. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
All righty. We'll talk with Wayne Allen Root coming up on Thursday, his normal Thursday. But I wanted to get this on because he unveiled yesterday plans for America's first interactive drive-through protest caravan. Pretty cool. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Make sure you prepare with clean water and soap or hand sanitizer and use them often. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, coughing, or sneezing. COVID-19 is transmitted through close personal contact, so keep your distance. Cooperate with response measures instituted by your employer and those recommended by health officials at the federal, state, and local level. Practice social distancing and limit large group interactions. Times like these test our resolve. The strength of our local is what will help forge our city into the future. When the smoke clears, we will stand united. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across America, it is live and local now. We have folks on the stream that listen every day in places like Kansas City and Louisiana, Colorado, beautiful Greeley, Colorado. Yeah, so we've got folks all across the nation listening in today. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You could do it right now, in fact, on your smartphone. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. I want you to hear the president, as he defends the closing down of America. There's been a lot of debate on whether we should have closed down America or not. I would always err on the side of caution. And that's apparently what the president did as well. This is cut two, the president talking about and actually defending the closing down of America.
If we didn't do what we did, we would have had, I think, a million people, maybe 2 million people, maybe more than that. And you look at, there's one country in particular that decided, let's wing it, let's just keep going. They are being inundated with death. Now, if you take a look at some of the hospitals where one of them I knew growing up in Queens, and I'm looking at the bodies laying in hallways, being brought into refrigerated trucks, the trucks, these massive trucks, bodies going in. Multiply that times 10. It's not sustainable. And many of the people that have this theory, oh, let's, maybe we could have just gone right through it. I was somebody that would have loved to have done that, but it wouldn't have been sustainable. You can't lose a million people. That's more than, that's almost double what we lost in the Civil War. I use that as a guide. Civil War, 600,000 people died. So it's not sustainable, but it could have been much more than a million people. I mean, if you took a number and cut it in half and half and in half again, you'd end up at 500,000 people, okay? If you want to make a very conservative guesstimate, 500,000 people is not acceptable. Is that a correct sort of an analogy? So, I mean, I see it all the time by friends of mine, by people that I have great respect for. Well, we could have done this, we could have done. And remember this, when we say 50 and they compare 50 to the 35 of the flu, because it averaged 35, 36,000 over a 10-year period, it's a lot. Who would think that? But we're not talking about with the flu. That's just, it just goes. We're not locking ourselves in our units. We're not locking ourselves in our apartments and not moving and not touching anybody and just saying, you know, the world. In this case, we are. And we're still going to lose between 50 and 60. But if we just kept it going on a normal basis, which is really the only standard that you can compare it to with the flu, because that was a normal basis. You get into an airplane, you travel to Florida, you go to Texas, you go wherever you're going. But In this case, if we didn't do anything, the number wouldn't be 50 to 60,000. The number would be 1 million people dead. It would be 1.5 million, 1.2 million, maybe 700,000. It would have been a number in like that because and it's so important because I see so much. Oh, well, you know, they can, you can't compare it because I'll tell you what, the people of this country, what they've done, they've gone out of their, what they had, the way they've lived. It hasn't, it's not great. It's terrible. Maybe the first 3 days and then all of a sudden you see what's going on. They want to get going. And I get that fully. But I just say this. If we would have done that, we would have lost anywhere from 1 million to more than 2 million people. Now, with all of the death that we've seen at 50 or 60,000 people heading toward, right now it's at 40, but 50 or 60,000 people, probably over 54, I see. But that's with our guard up. If we took our guard down and just said, okay, we're just going to keep this open, we would have lost millions of people. Can you imagine? Look how bad it looks now when you look at the bodies, when you look at Hart Island in New York where they have the mass grave and all of the things that you see. Can you imagine if we had the guard down, if we didn't do anything and we just said, let's ride it out? It would not have been sustainable in any way. It would have been an atrocity. So we've done the right thing. We've really done the right thing.
Well, that's the president defending the closing down of the government. But to his credit, he is now reopening the economy. That's a good thing. And that's why I'm stunned by the deliberate pace that the governor is taking, Governor Sisolak is taking here in this, as opposed to other governors. Gavin Newsom, who I have no love for, but he's done, in my view, he's done a much better, a much better performance under pressure than Governor Steve Sisolak. And by the way, I have no axe to grind with Governor Sisolak. Nice guy, goes to my church. I've said hello to him at least once in the last six months as we are both leaving church. He said, sure, I'd love to come on your show. And their people have never booked him on my show. So hopefully he'll get a chance to visit with us on the show sometime down the line. But I think his performance as governor, a wartime governor, has been uneven at best. His communication skills, maybe not what you'd hope for. And again, not everybody is Andrew Cuomo. I'm sorry, but governors come in all shapes and sizes. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, when we come back, the vice president fulfilling the promise of testing. He did that for governors yesterday. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are falling as investors digest a historic fall in oil prices and a fresh round of corporate earnings reports. Shares of IBM are plunging after Big Blue reported a 3.4% decline in revenue in the first quarter from a year ago. The company also withdrawing its full-year guidance given the uncertainty around the coronavirus pandemic. And JPMorgan Chase telling staffers that it's working to develop a strategy to have them return to work in offices in phases, according to Reuters. Although the bank doesn't have a firm timeline yet. Executives say the strategy will differ by region, country, and state, and will also follow guidance from government and health authorities. And Warner Media's new streaming service, HBO Max, will launch after Memorial Day weekend, joining an already crowded market of streaming services. The new platform will debut on Wednesday, May the 27th. Warner Media is a division of AT&T. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. White House sources tell Fox they do expect a Senate vote today on adding money to a coronavirus small business relief program.
The legislation also adds $75 billion for hospitals and $25 billion for coronavirus testing. Democrats had also requested additional funding for state, local, and tribal governments, a provision not expected to make it into the final agreement.
Fox's Jared Halpern. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his plan for today's White House meeting with President Trump is to just tell the truth.
He has no problem telling me when he disagrees, and he tells me when he agrees. I have no problem telling him when I disagree and when I agree.
New York has the most COVID-19 cases and deaths, more than 18,000 statewide. A Louisiana pastor defying state orders against large gatherings is charged with aggravated assault, accused of backing up a church bus close to a protester. America's listening to Fox News.
As the nation's doctor, I often get asked, what should I do if I think I might have coronavirus?
People who are sick should stay home. You don't go to an emergency room. You don't go to a clinic. You get on the phone and you ask for advice and instructions from your physician.
We don't want you to go into the ER or the doctor's office without talking to them first, because you might spread coronavirus to someone else. Please visit coronavirus.gov for more information.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her way? Don't you-
I just got done using more Sanny. That's the new slang. Did you know that? The new slang, Sanny, for, hand sanitizer. It's called Sanny. Yeah. That's just nuts. Don't forget America's first interactive drive-through protest caravan. It's going to be beginning Friday, this Friday, 2 o'clock at the Premium Outlet Mall parking lot, the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Warm Springs by the McDonald's and the Chevron station. You're going to drive the entire Las Vegas Strip in a protest caravan to downtown and ending at the Grant Sawyer State Office Building. So Wayne Allen Root at it again. I'm guessing the governor will not be happy about that. But it's a protest. Hey, you know, we all get to protest. I mean, that's the way it works in America. Now watch, though, when you're watching cable news and they talk about these events. In fact, I was just watching one just now. Hang on one second here, and I'll show you exactly where that is. In Missouri, they had several hundred folks protesting at the Capitol. Yeah. Unbelievable. This is going to be going on until they reopen our country. The president's given a blueprint for three phases, and yet there are still states that, and it was really weird. I was looking at, I forget who it is that did the study. I think it was the Washington Examiner, and they did a study of all the states and how they were approaching reopening. And a lot of them had like 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 paragraphs. Nevada had one paragraph. Well, they haven't gotten around to it yet. Governor, what are you waiting for? You want testing? Okay. Then you'll get testing. In fact, Mike Pence, I'm assuming Governor Sisolak, you were a part of that countrywide briefing of governors by the vice president, where he said that his administration and the Trump administration has fulfilled the promise of testing. He talked, in fact, tell you what, let's go to cut four. This is the vice president fulfilling the promise of testing to governors yesterday, all of them.
Our team presented every governor in the country, states and territories, with a memorandum detailing laboratory capacity for in all locations of laboratory equipment for diagnostic tests that can perform the coronavirus test. We also provided, as Dr. Birx will elaborate in just a few moments, literally a map about where these testing devices are located. And I must tell you, Mr. President, I was very impressed at the way governors, as we speak, are scaling testing in their own states using these resources. Our hope is that by providing this information and by our team that we've enlisted out of Walter Reed, that's contacting every one of the laboratories in the country to find out what their needs are and to encourage them to activate those testing machines to do coronavirus testing, that will continue to be able to support a state-managed effort to increase testing even more. But a few highlights. Governor Doug Ducey announced antibody testing for 250,000 health professionals this week and first responders, a partnership between the state and the University of Arizona. We spoke today about Governor Gavin Newsom's announcement that he set up a task force for testing, 5 to 7 high-capacity testing hubs in partnership with UC San Diego and UC Davis to increase testing in high-capacity labs around the state of California. We heard from Governor Ron DeSantis, Mr. President, about the efforts of the state of Florida. I believe he said that at this time, Florida had conducted 275,000 coronavirus tests. And they're in the process of a major expansion of statewide testing with the goal of opening up additional sites and using the Florida National Guard to test residents at nursing homes and long-term care facilities in Florida. We also recommended today to every governor's attention the public health website that the state of Florida established, which has useful information on a county-by-county level about where testing is happening. Mr. President, as you said, governors are utilizing testing assets. They're managing and deploying these resources as they see fit. And at your direction, we're going to continue to work very closely with them. Other governors that we spoke with included Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. There are 13 new or expanded coronavirus drive-through testing sites in Michigan that her team has stood up with Michigan Primary Care Association, and we assured her that we would continue to work as Brad and Admiral Girard are literally working around the clock to make sure that they have the supplies to support all of that testing. As the President said, Governor Hogan, who always begins our conference calls as he's chairman of the National Governors Association, expressed appreciation for last week's guidelines to open America up again and his appreciation on behalf of all the governors for the list of laboratories in each individual state. He did raise the issue that we had included on the list Department of Defense facilities that have laboratories and machines, and also other federal facilities, many of which are in Maryland. And I was able to assure Governor Hogan and every governor on the call that we will make all of those laboratories available across the country to every state as the need for testing capacity continues to scale. And so this is one more step where you see the Army Corps of Engineers, where you literally see thousands of military doctors and nurses on the streets of New York and other cities around the country. This is one more step where we're literally, as the President said from early on, are leaving no stone unturned, and we are delivering a whole-of-government approach for our states as they deal with the coronavirus outbreak.
Okay, that's the Vice President. After speaking with all 50 governors, good for him. And he says everybody, every state will have access to testing. So good. Tell you what, let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. Let's go to Alex. Alex, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. Listen, I was at that rally down at the Grand Sawyer. It was really, really good to go to. And no, I'm not in favor of having more people die just because I went to the rally. I just think it's over. It's what's going on in the country, keeping it closed. It's nuts financially this long. But here's the thing, the main reason I called. My sister-in-law is a medical doctor in one of the finest medical hospitals in Mexico City that will match any hospital here. It's amazing. I've been there. Long story short, she says that she is noticing that there are people down there that are dying and listed as coronavirus victims. However, that's not what's going on. She says that she looks she sees the records for some of her patients. Some of her patients are going in with severe health problems right from the start. And the coronavirus, what it basically does is, of course, attacks the body, and since their immune system is already hampered by other issues, they pass away. But in her professional opinion, they are not dying because of the coronavirus. So she's saying that a lot of the numbers that are being mentioned on the world's death rate is incorrect.
Well, this has been the story of the coronavirus from day one, that it attacks your immune system. And if you are a senior, if you have diabetes, if you have heart disease, if you just had an operation, 3 weeks ago, you are at huge risk. And that's not anything that's terribly, terribly surprising. Go to Brady. Brady, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, right on, Kevin. Sisolak's been on my mind. Again, the guy doesn't give us any clue of what's happening, when we're going to reopen the state of Nevada. I think it's almost time that we have Donald Trump step in, remove him from office, and replace him with Mayor Goodman.
Wow. Yeah, like a battlefield promotion. Unfortunately, that's not. I don't think that's how it works. Can a president remove a sitting governor? I don't think so. That goes back to states' rights and things like that. We're going to take a quick break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to ask you a question, though, first. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? And I'm talking about the type of pain that follows you around all day long, all week long, all month long, all year long. Would you like to make that pain finally go away? I have talked with so many folks that have gotten relief from the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. It's called PIPCOA. Now open in Las Vegas. Now, I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots. I tried painful physical therapy. It was awful. Nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my surgery. And after my experience with PIPCOA, I heartily recommend it to all of you who suffer from chronic pain. Whether your pain comes from headaches, from a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. So you don't have to live with chronic pain anymore. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA 702-546-8767. That number again. In fact, call right now because Summer is standing by and would love to answer all your questions. 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. Stick around. More to do. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side as we continue live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hello, I'm Steven Silberkraus, candidate for University Regent in District 3. As a state assemblyman, I fought and passed major education reforms. As a regent, I'll continue the fight to modernize and improve our state's universities and colleges. Silberkraus might be hard to spell, but it's nothing compared to how hard I'll work for you. For more information, check out my website at silberkraus.com. That's silberkraus.com. SILBERKRAUS.com. Paid for by Friends for Steven Silberkraus.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
We live in very uncertain times. I'm Michael Schaus with Nevada Policy Research Institute. All of us are facing uncertainty as we deal with the human and economic costs of the coronavirus pandemic. But there's one thing we can be certain about. As Nevadans struggle to rebuild their lives, government is likely only going to make things worse. Politicians, for example, aren't going to suddenly stop trying to micromanage our lives. The Clark County Education Association isn't going to suddenly abandon their billion-dollar sales tax hike. Local governments aren't going to suddenly become efficient, thrifty spenders of our hard-earned tax dollars. So as we rebuild our economy and our lives, the fight to preserve and promote the freedoms necessary for workers, entrepreneurs, and families to thrive in this state is going to be more essential than ever. Partner with Nevada Policy, and together we will protect those freedoms as we build Nevada's future. To find out more about Nevada Policy or to partner with us, visit NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's get right to your phone calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's open up with Luis in Las Vegas. Luis, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to ask if there's any resources or availability for aid for people like myself where I've been furloughed, so I don't qualify for unemployment. My wife was furloughed. She doesn't qualify for unemployment. I've been making child support payments on time for the past 5 years, but I got behind a couple years ago when I was laid off. So I didn't qualify for the stimulus. So I have no income coming in, people who depend on me, and no aid available.
I don't know. I don't know what people like you are going to end up doing. I thought the stimulus was supposed to take care of folks like you too.
Not if you owe back child support. The only thing where they take it away, and doesn't matter how current or good you've been, it makes no difference.
Wow. I wish I could help you. And the one thing I would suggest, do you know who your state representative is?
I do.
You might contact them and just see what programs are out there. There may be other state programs that are out there. I wish you luck, though, Luis. That's what's kind of sad. Go to Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I love your show, man.
Thank you.
I just want to point out that everyone that voted Democrat and all those Republicans that did not vote are the reason we have the SysLag guy.
The classic elections have consequences. Now, I will tell you this. I thought he did pretty well on the 1 October tragedy. I'm not crazy that I don't feel like we really know what happened. But I think as far as just managing the situation, I thought he did a pretty good job. This thing has overwhelmed him, and I just see it as a very uneven performance by the governor. But you're exactly right. You know, when you say, well, it doesn't really matter that much. Hey, who's governor is pretty damn important. You know. So, yeah, no, it's true. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. This is Robert in Boulder City. Steve Sisolak. I'm going to tell everybody, James Murin calls October 1st. Let me talk. he deliberately told the security guards not to check the bags, don't bother the VIPs, and he's been doing that for 10 years. And many guards got fired for checking the VIPs. The VIPs called, hey, they bothered me. So that's why Paddock got the guns up, because your order, James Murin, I applied for security guard, and I used to live in MGM. I challenge you to come to court. We'll present it. James Murin calls October 1st. James Murin needs to be removed from the task force. He's not a medical a doctor. He's incompetent. He shouldn't be there. And then he sued the victims. Shame on you. I want this in court.
Well, and don't forget. This is the same Murin that got a $32 million parting gift from MGM. Nah. Hey, can I get that kind of a golden parachute? I sure hope so. Let's go to Will. Will, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, sir.
Oh, great. Okay, so look, I'd like to see if your producers can invite some guests on for testing. Where in the hell can you go to get a test? How many Abbott machines are here? Where are they located? Did they divide the city into quadrants? Do they do it at certain hours? Can old people have first shot at it? What's your agenda? You're looking for antibodies or what? I mean, no one in this city that I know of is coming on and giving us daily reports on where the testing machines are at. And Kevin, you now have no excuse not to bring that up. That's number one, okay? Should I go to number two, or is that okay?
Go ahead. Go to number two.
All right. Just a friendly reminder to all you folks that the reason that there's no infrastructure out there is because all that money went to public employee unions, what is it, enumeration, emoluments, some stupid metal, some of stupid big words.
The emoluments. It's the emoluments clause.
I know. It's just, Kevin, they use these stupid big words. Nobody knows what they mean. It's real simple. We've been paying for their babysitting, their retirement plan, their investment plan, their retreat. All that money should have gone to roads and bridges and building a great America went to these people while they brought in more people. Let's not forget where we've been and where we're at with these people. And again, I'll end back with the testing. And I want it opened up. I'm done.
Okay,
nonsense.
Will, I've got an answer for you. Yesterday, sure. At the coronavirus briefing, the task force briefing, Dr. Deborah Birx unveiled maps of every state, and it has essentially what tests are available at what locations, and it's very specific. Hospital, urgent care center, whatever it might be, they're all there.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for that. I'm not sure what site to go to, but maybe you could tell us that when you give us that thing. And in addition, now I want to back up. That is not the same as having a governor's response team here comprised of radio talk show hosts and news broadcasters saying, look, between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., the 9-1 hour, we're going to give the people a location. Everything is local. Our leadership is failing us again and again and again in this moment. I get the Deborah Birx thing, but it's local. There's 3 million or 2 million.
No. But it is an interactive screen. And you can literally click on your state and find out exactly where you can find testing and what kind of test, what manufacturer of test. It's all there. And where is that? What are you? Southwest Medical. Go to the Southwest Medical website. And it will show you where precisely in Southern Nevada you can get testing. Yeah. It's all there. I mean, the information's out there. You got to do a little hunting. That's going to do it today. We'll tee it up again tomorrow. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. All of us have felt the impact of Governor Sisolak's new coronavirus policy, and none of us know when we'll be able to declare victory. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And while we all want to do our part to support the president's effort to stop this deadly killer, we all have to eat, don't we? That's why Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu is available 24-7 for carryout or curbside pickup. And get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. That's right, 50% off. To order, call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. None of us knows what the future brings when it comes to the coronavirus. But one thing I know for sure, we'll all get through this together. And Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now.